This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl,
Jay,
and Matt.
And, you know, I just came across a headline that I'm almost speechless, and that's not really, you know, a state that you want to be in when you're behind a microphone on a radio program. Headline: Oklahoma City police shoot and kill deaf man holding a pipe. Oklahoma City police officers who opened fire, and this does come from CBS News. And as always, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Oklahoma City police officers who opened fire on a man who approached them holding a metal pipe did not hear the witnesses yelling to them that the man was deaf, according to an official with the department on Wednesday. Oklahoma City Police Captain Bo Matthews said at a news conference that officers thought Magdal Sanchez was simply not obeying their commands before one of them shot him, one with a gun, the other with a taser. Matthews said witnesses were yelling, "He can't hear you," before the officers fired, but the officers didn't hear the witnesses.
Isn't that convenient?
Now, basically, you know, it sounds to me, and there's definitely more to this article, but it sounds to me that the police were too busy barking orders and trying to figure out, why is this guy not doing what we're saying?
Well, I'm sure the
instead of paying attention to the people yelling to them, "He can't hear you, he's deaf."
I'm sure that it'll be okay, because the department's going to revisit their policy and get more training for the officers, and it'll all go away.
Right, and the policy is yell at deaf guys louder, because right, that's how you get them to hear you, apparently. Sanchez did die at the scene. The officer who fired the gun, and, you know, this is a huge pet peeve of mine, and I believe it was Bradley Balco wrote an article about this a couple of years ago. The sort of weird word manipulation that gets done by a lot of mainstream media to sort of remove blame from police officers that do things. So the wording here is, "The officer who fired the gun," not "the officer that shot the deaf man." So it's, you know, removing the deaf guy was shot by a bullet. The officer fired a gun. No, the officer shot the deaf man. That's what happened. Quit trying to do these weird mental gymnastics to make it sound as though the police officer did not shoot a deaf man dead. Sergeant Chris Barnes, the guy that fired the gun that killed Miguel Sanchez, has been placed on administrative leave pending investigation. Matthews, who's the Oklahoma City police captain, said the officers were investigating a reported hit and run at around 8:15 p.m. on Tuesday. He said witnesses told Lieutenant Matthew Lindsay the address where the vehicle responded for the hit and run had gone, and that Sanchez was the one on the porch when Lindsay arrived. He said Sanchez was holding a metal pipe that was approximately 2 feet long and that had a leather loop on one end for wrapping around someone's wrist. Lindsay called for backup and Barnes arrived, at which point Sanchez left the porch and began approaching the officers. Witnesses could hear the officers giving Sanchez commands, but the officers did not hear the witnesses yelling that Sanchez could not hear them. When he was about 15 feet away from the officers, they opened fire, Lindsay with the taser, Barnes with his gun. When asked why Barnes used a gun instead of a taser, Matthew said he didn't know. He said it was possible that Barnes was not equipped with a taser. Neither officer had a body camera. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of police body cameras just because the way they're used in a lot of places, it's 24-hour a day, 7-day a week roaming surveillance. Where if somebody said, hey, here's an idea, let's put surveillance cameras on every street corner, civil libertarians would be up in arms. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's an infringement of privacy. But yet, hey, here's an idea, let's put security cameras in random locations that just move around recording 24 hours a day. And some civil libertarians, that's the greatest idea I've ever heard.
I don't like it because, you know, money has to get stolen and harvested from tax cows, tax slaves, and, you know, it's just more money. And what happens is these, you know, companies get these sweetheart contracts to, you know, outfit them, and they're ridiculous money. And repair them
when they break constantly.
Oh, yeah, and they just shut them off or delete the footage anyways whenever it's convenient for them. It's not like it's, you know, streamed live to the internet and everybody can watch it, you know, live.
Right.
And people can, you know, it's not like it's blockchain technology. We can all look at the history.
Oh, yeah, let's put it on a blockchain. Have a nice day. I'm not a fan of putting everything on the blockchain. I think it's absolutely stupid. Because, don't get me wrong, you know, there are good reasons to put certain things on blockchains and then other stuff. I think blockchain has just sort of become a buzzword that people have realized, I could make some money if I throw around the word blockchain.
I'm going to go start selling these police departments some blockchain technology for their body cam so I can make some money. Thanks for the idea.
Now, I'm sure both of you have heard, and maybe you have, maybe you haven't, I believe it was Baltimore a few weeks ago where the body camera video came out showing the police planting evidence because they forgot, you know, while it's not necessarily always recording, there's this 30-second loop, so when you press the button, it starts from 30 seconds ago and then starts recording, and the police forgot about this or something, planted the drugs, ran around the corner, pressed the record, and it showed them planting the drugs and then running around the corner. And the police chief basically said, we need to, train the officers, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so the cops haven't been trained properly on how to plant evidence while wearing a body camera.
On how to cover up each other, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really bad at it. I mean, they have no incentive to get good at it, though. I mean, they get out of everything anyway. They just walk away.
Right. And then, you know, as with the dashboard cams on a lot of the police cruisers, when something really, really suspicious happens, well, wouldn't you just know that thing malfunctioned and there's no video of the guy that was handcuffed with his hands behind his back pulling a pistol out of somewhere and shooting himself in the head on the left side, even though he was right-handed or vice versa. Just no video of that. But there's video of everything else that happened on that dashboard cam. And, of course, all of this discussion, again, because the article from CBS says that neither of the officers, neither the officer that pulled the taser or the officer that pulled his gun, had a body camera. Sanchez's father, Sanchez being the guy that was the deaf man that was shot, his father, who was driving the hit-and-run vehicle, confirmed after the shooting that his son was deaf. He said Sanchez was not in the vehicle when his father struck something and drove over it. It was not a person that was hit. Neighbor Jule Gobera told the Associated Press that Sanchez, whose name she did not know, used notes to communicate with her and her husband. She said he often carried a stick to ward off stray dogs when he was walking at night. Police initially said Sanchez was carrying a stick, but Matthews described it Wednesday as a metal pipe. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about police shooting deaf people for not following their commands. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Skype where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Jay, and Matt. What's on your mind?
Good evening there, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
You're doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I heard what you were saying here, and I wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about something. Now, I got a question for you first. Myself, at a point in my life, it was pretty easy. I better put my hands.
All right, so you've got a question for us. Write it down and take some notes. When we come back, we'll have your question, because I know you like to say you've got a question and then you kind of monologue. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Maybe you can figure out what Ricky's talking about. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are: 1. Let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2. Buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3. Give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.LRN.FM.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl, Jay, and Matt, and we'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I invite you to try the best pillow that you will ever use, and you can try it risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about my pillow. Well, you can't come over and actually use mine, but you can get your very own My Pillow. That's the brand name, My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for probably 18 months or so, and yeah, it's the best pillow I've ever used. Now, I think I can figure out the only reason somebody would want to return this in the first 60 days, and that's if you don't measure yourself right to get the proper size pillow. So when I first got the pillow, I was like, I don't see what's so special about it, and then I wound up getting the proper size pillow, and yeah, it does wind up keeping my head and neck in that proper position. And unlike a regular pillow, you can take your MyPillow with all of the dirt and the dead skin and throw it in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. It doesn't turn into, you know, fire starter. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in those first 60 days, you do get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com. Code FTL. MyPillow.com. Code FTL.
So it's almost like a custom pillow then.
Yeah, so you order a size, and it's based on, you're supposed to, you know, do a measurement of your shoulder, and, yeah, and also there's the question of, do you sleep on your back, do you sleep on your side, do you sleep on your stomach, and
Yes.
they adjust the size based on, you know, a questionnaire,
right.
Basically,
right,
to
right.
Figure out what size pillow you get. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go back to Ricky calling in from Pennsylvania on Skype. Ricky, continue with your thoughts.
Well, I'll make the reason apparent after I get the answer to the question myself. I want to ask you. Now, on July 23rd, I took an oath. The oath stated at the end there, on my honor, I swore to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, wherever I may go. I had to swear to that three times. Anybody from Pennsylvania that knows anything heard of, are you sure, are you sure you're sure, and are you sure you're sure? Now, the question I got to you, Daryl, have you ever taken an oath like that in your life?
Probably. I was temporarily deputized when I worked hospital security in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, but, you know, that oath ended, as far as I'm concerned. That oath only extended to the ability of me to write parking tickets on hospital property, and it ended as soon as I wound up leaving that security job.
So you didn't get bound to the law of the land and all that?
I have no claims of being bound.
If you didn't say, are you sure you're sure, and on the third
Ricky,
time.
Ricky, it was 14 years ago. I don't remember what question they asked me. I don't remember what I ate for lunch a week ago. What difference does it make?
Well, I'm going to tell you. The answer would be no, then, because you would remember that. Now,
not necessarily, but what difference does it make?
I'm with Ricky on this one.
Well, here's where this comes down to. Responsibility. And I'm going to explain responsibility. I am bound to the law of the land, and that honor means a lot to me. It may not to you, Daryl. It may not. I'm conscientious not only of the rights of all of my fellow Pennsylvanians and the law, but I'm conscientious the same when it comes to the state of New Hampshire, or for that matter, the Commonwealth of Virginia, or Kentucky, or whatever it may be. Are you following me, Daryl?
I'm understanding the words that you're saying as being English, but they're not in sentence structure that I comprehend. I have no clue what you are talking about.
I'm following
you. Maybe the other gentleman. The other gentleman seems
to be. Can somebody interpret what he's saying?
Well, so probably what he's saying is he says he follows the law, but my question would be, define the law, because I was born and raised in Massachusetts, spent most of my life there, and they got this thing called MGL, which some people said stands for Massachusetts General Laws, and they refer to that as a law. Like they say motor vehicle code is law, which I say, no, it's statute. It's actually codified statute, and says right in their definition. So if, for example, you follow the law, and, I mean, do you believe that marijuana prohibition, for example, is law, or is that just some statute? When you talk about law, I assume
I'll answer that. Cool. Answer? I don't have a problem with marijuana use. That's not my issue. Reason
that was
why,
not the question. The question was,
Daryl, don't talk about stuff that you don't know about.
Ricky, I'm explaining to you that his question wasn't, Ricky, do you think people should be able to smoke marijuana? His question was, is it law or is it statute?
In the case of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I already answered that because it is what they call, quote, state, I guess, statute. You know what I do with that? Ignore it.
Very good.
It's not my problem.
All right. So what's the question that you have for us?
My problem.
Or did you already ask the question?
Well, I think you're missing the point here, Daryl, because you talk about being a libertarian, non-aggression principle. Let's see if I understand this correctly. Now, to me, it's more, I'm somebody who believes in that now. I believed in that since I was a young man at 15, because I'm a Gnostic. And to me, it's more than just a principle. It's part of my spiritual beliefs. Now, why don't you explain the non-aggression principle if you don't want to, I can.
Well, it's been explained numerous times.
I'd love to hear Ricky's version.
The instigation of force on another person or their property is inherently wrong. Now, I know for a fact, Daryl, that has happened to yours truly. I know somebody that's a host on that show, somebody that didn't take the oath I did. See, nothing's going to happen to you, Daryl. I got to do what I need to do, and I got to do it right, and that includes when dealing with you from the state of New Hampshire.
Hold on. Are you claiming that I have somehow violated your human rights?
You might call it a little joke the other night when you dropped me with the 7-second delay. That didn't count, by the way, and I was going somewhere with that. That didn't count because I didn't finish citing my rights. Thank you for violating my rights, Daryl. That's real funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, nobody really has a right to talk on this show.
So let me explain, because, Ricky, you and I know what you're talking about here, but there are a lot of people listening to this radio show that have absolutely no clue what you're talking about. So a couple nights ago, Ricky called in. Hold on, Ricky. I'm trying to...
Stop hat on right.
Ricky, I'm trying to explain to the listening audience what you're talking about, because you bring this stuff up, and you do it a lot, where you bring stuff up that you've talked about previously, and thank you for the call, where called in a couple nights ago and just said, I am informing everybody of my rights under and cited like 5 different sections of the Pennsylvania Constitution, and I thanked him for informing people of his rights. And apparently he's now saying that is a violation of his rights. I don't know. Makes no sense to me. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Jay,
and Matt.
And maybe you're not able to listen to us live, but you want to listen on demand. Maybe you're one of the handful of people that still does not have a smartphone. Or maybe you're one of the few people that has a smartphone, but you don't have unlimited data, so you don't want to go to the LRN.FM feed, or you don't want to go to Free Talk Live and listen to that 24-hour-a-day feed. But you want to listen on demand. Well, you can do that with the LRN Listen Line, LRN being the Liberty Radio Network, the audio on demand listen line. Grab a piece of paper real quick. Unless you're driving, don't, you know, take both hands off of the steering wheel to jot down a telephone number. But jot down this number, 641-793-9660. Never miss any of the shows. And again, this is a call-in line. Now, long distance may apply if you're one of the, you know, handful of people that still pays long distance. I think most people have, you know, something close to unlimited minutes, and long distance doesn't really exist anymore for most people. But again, 641-793-9660. Catch any of the live shows from the Liberty Radio Network when you want to listen using this audio on demand listen line. That includes Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, and more. And of course, there's also the feedback option. So let's say you're listening at 3 o'clock in the morning and you want to respond to something you hear. I believe you just press 0 and then that takes you to the voicemail thing. You can leave a message for us. Multiple hosts wind up getting notified of the messages. And sometimes we listen and occasionally those messages have been played on the air. Again, that's the audio on demand listen line. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number if you're listening live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern any night of the week. Again, 855-450-3733. Going to, I believe this is Tom calling in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I'm going to keep using the moniker of Diablo Policia, partly because, you know, you make a very good point. I think we who are in this profession should be reminded and remind others that, indeed, Daryl, what you said is absolutely correct. It's not so much the bad apple, it's what happens to the bunch. So I'm going to keep using this moniker for that reason, and Uncle Bird told me that if someone makes you mad, that you'll stomp on their balls really hard. And being your senior, I don't want you as a young man coming and kicking me in the balls. So
that's not a service I provide. That is not a service I provide. There was a caller that last week said, Daryl, quit stomping on my balls. And in the amplifier group, so if you are an amplifier, that's someone who donates at least $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. One of the perks is the AMP only Facebook group, and somebody did make a joke thread in there. And, of course, I did post. That's not a service I provide, but I do know people.
I'll do it.
All right, so Matt is offering his services. We're not going to start a live auction on the air. But, Tom, did you have any more to add?
Yeah. You know, it came to mind listening to that last caller. Is it Jimmy?
Ricky. What was Ricky?
Ricky. Okay. See, I'm already associating with James. He seems like a James in the making. And that's just a little joke, too. Jimmy or Mickey, don't come after me. But I think I've got an idea for a job for him. He says he's already sworn. I don't know if he's talking about in some type of law enforcement, but speaking of the tragedy of the individual who was death being shot, you know, what idiots we've got out there on the street. I mean, there's really no other name for it. But I think Ricky could serve well by being on the front line. And I mean this sincerely, it's not a dig. He could talk to these people and he could exhaust these people and confuse these people to the point where maybe nothing more would need to be taken as far as action. And Ricky could simply disarm them or take them into custody because they might even say, you know what, just take me away because I can't follow what you're saying to me. But just a thought there. If I could, before I leave you, I would like to mention, this came up today, speaking of veterans issues. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This came up today, and it brought to mind something that I think is worth mentioning. We here in Carroll County, Maryland, which is a suburb of Baltimore, have a newly appointed, of several years, sheriff. He's a retired state police commander, and he's really done well for himself. And what I wanted to tell you is this. He's one of the good guys. His name is Sheriff Jim DeWeese, and I recall hearing him speak about his dad when his dad came back from the Vietnam War. And he was talking about when he came to DWI Airport, that there were many people there to greet him, not to welcome him back, but to spit on him. And he recalled as a child seeing that and just not understanding it. And he grew up with that in mind, wanting to set an example as a public servant to the people that he served, that the people that are in these offices, be it military, fire, police, whatever, many of them are good people, and he wanted to set a pinnacle example of that. And he's done just that. In fact, he had an encounter with a person who was mentally handicapped and was threatening, so he used his gun as well, but he used his gun to shoot the gun out of this individual's hand. Now, that's the kind of policing I like to hear about. And I don't believe for one second that if that wasn't an option, that he wouldn't have taken every other opportunity to save this person's life, because that's what he set out to do because of the way his dad was treated. And I just wish we had more people like Sheriff Jim DeWeese in law enforcement. We need more of them.
I think we just need less law enforcement. I mean, it's just out of control.
Well, that would be an option as well. We need a lot less laws, I'll tell you that. Speaking of laws, you know, we could get by simply with common law. All these statutory issues that we have with traffic, with criminal, with cities enacting ordinances. We've got Congress and Washington doing House resolutions. That's not real law. That's confusing law.
I actually don't even disagree with any of these.
How people can break the law, and many do. Most of us do because we don't know all the laws. It's gotten to the point of ridiculousness. So that I agree with.
I actually do not disagree with these laws, codes, rules, statutes, ordinances, regulations, all that stuff. My problem is with the way they're applied. These are only supposed to apply to corporations, literally corporations. There's no intention, there's no design for these things to apply to private people acting in their own manner. And the only law that we really do need as men is common law. But what government has done and gone ahead and created all these corporations, and then these corporations have to be are then regulated by government, but the people are being misapplied. The law's being misapplied to people because people aren't corporations. We can get into more of that later.
You're right. Common law has to do with relationships. The other types of laws we're talking about have to do with having the people do the will of the state.
Tom, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Jay,
and Matt.
And the internet is a wonderful thing. It's allowed an incredible amount of innovation in clothing and backpacks. You can see all kinds of ads for new or imagined products that propose to solve various different problems. Some minor life savings, but do they stop bullets? Mark Edge, who's one of the hosts of this show, recently wound up getting a vest from BulletBlocker.com. The company was founded by a former Army Ranger and firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect themselves in case of a school shooting. Now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases, and much more that could save your life. The products are attractive and well-made in the United States. Everybody needs a nice jacket. You might as well have one that can stop bullets. Get something for the whole family as well. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. BulletBlocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at BulletBlocker.com. And these things are airport security friendly, and international shipping is available. BulletBlocker.com. So let's change gears here a good bit. And we talked earlier about the Spanish central government taking over Catalan government offices to prevent that secession vote on October 1st. And then the story about the police in Oklahoma City shooting a deaf man for not following their orders because he could not hear them because he's deaf. But the police were too busy barking orders. They didn't hear all of the people in the area yelling to them, he can't hear you, he's deaf. Now, let's go to someone that might be kind of tone deaf, and that would be Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who has sort of doubled down on the move at the federal level to withhold funding from so-called sanctuary cities. Attorney General Sessions made some remarks Tuesday at a gathering of law enforcement authorities in Portland, Oregon, just a few days after repudiation of his stance against the sanctuary movement in separate actions by a federal judge in Chicago and another action by the California legislature. The judge in Chicago last Friday barred the Department of Justice from withholding public safety grants to cities unless they allowed U.S. immigration authorities unlimited access to the jails and provided 48 hours notice before releasing individuals who may be sought for deportation. So let me rephrase this a little because this sentence is kind of weird. So the Department of Justice, at the behest of President Donald Trump and, you know, Attorney General Sessions, he's the head guy there at the DOJ, they came up with this rule that said, all right, cities, you want federal money for public safety? You need to give immigration authorities unlimited access to your jails and give us 48 hours notice before you release anybody so that we can tell you if they're wanted for deportation. And then you've got to hold them until we show up.
You know what I love about this? Is these cities that are passionate about being sanctuary cities, which I think is fine. I have no problem with that. I don't like the idea that a man or a woman, because they're living and breathing and within some imaginary lines, is illegal because of their location.
Right.
Now, but what's going to be cool is these cities, that these same people who love the dole of the government, love sucking on the tit of the government,
yep,
literally are now in a quagmire. And what I hope that they do is that they don't take the federal money and actually find ways to live without the money. This is going to be like a big game changer for these hardcore, you know, liberal leftists who are, you know, very pro sanctuary city and, you know, but also, you know, want all that money for, you know, programs. I think that that's great. You know, it's a good way to cut the federal budget. And once these big cities start figuring out how to do this, and then they realize, you know, that they no longer have, you know, Big Brother breathing down their throat. I mean, it's going to set a big example, a great example for other cities to, you know, get off the federal money. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, that's good in theory, but unfortunately, that's not how this is actually going to play out.
Oh, I'm
because
sure.
Judge in Chicago told the DOJ, you're not allowed to put these strings on that money. So, you know, you can ask cities to come up with these policies, but you cannot put strings on the money.
There's already all kinds of strings on the money. What are they talking about? Oh,
there's always
you
strings
have to
on that.
No. They're saying you can't
laws.
Put these particular strings.
Oh.
So part of it, and I've not actually read the ruling in this particular case, but I know that some of the stuff is you can't add new strings to existing grants, but you can add strings to grants that aren't current. So if there was to be a new grant that gets created, you could add, you know, whatever strings you want, but an existing grant can't have additional strings attached, is my understanding.
So it's like moving the goalposts instead of an already existing contract.
Correct. And, you know, that's something that at least, you know, on this case,
so the judge wasn't exactly trying to protect anybody from anything. He was just saying, tear up the old one and get a new one if you want to do it.
Again, I've not actually read the ruling, so I don't know if that's what he said, or he just said, you know, like, you can't do it the way you're trying to do it, which, you know, basically the same wording, just worded slightly differently. The other setback came in California, where lawmakers in Sacramento voted to make California a sanctuary state. And again, a lot of this is sort of very loose interpretation of the word sanctuary, because, again, and I know, Matt, you like to say, Daryl, you're one of those pedants that always likes to define every word, but this is a word that gets thrown around to where it has multiple meanings. So one meaning is there's absolutely no cooperation with federal officials, and the other meaning is, you know, we'll do a check, but we're not necessarily going to everybody we pull over. Let's see all of the things that prove that you're here legally. That's also considered to be a sanctuary jurisdiction. What they did in California was the legislature approved a bill barring local governments from forcing undocumented immigrants to spend extra time in jail. So part of the federal policy, they say, we want you to give us 48 hours notice and then just hold them until we show up if we say we want them. This would just, you know, prohibit, or rather it would bar the local governments from forcing people to spend extra time in jail. So you can notify the feds, but you're not allowed to. If they're supposed to be released at 2 p.m. on Friday, you release them at 2 p.m. on Friday, whether ICE shows up or not. Would also wind up allowing immigration, or rather prohibit the extra time in jail for the immigration officials to show up. Under a compromise negotiated with California Governor Jerry Brown, the bill does allow local police to notify federal agents if they've arrested someone with a felony record who is in the country as an undocumented immigrant. It still allows immigration agents to have some access to local jails, not necessarily that unfettered access that the feds want. Sessions called on local jurisdictions that have sought to shield immigrants from deportation to reconsider, and he urged Brown not to sign the bill. So here, Sessions is using the term sanctuary to be, you're protecting them. You're not even arresting them on anything. You're providing them full sanctuary. Whereas what they're actually doing in California is, we're going to have limited cooperation, but we're not just going to wind up holding somebody indefinitely until you show up if they've, you know, violated the entry into the U.S., which it's not even, that's not even a felony. Most people wind up thinking that entering the United States, in contrast to whatever, you know, laws and regulations exist, most people think that's a felony. No, it's a violation. It's a federal violation. It's akin to getting a federal parking ticket. It's a violation. It is not a misdemeanor. It is not a felony. It, on its own, does not carry any jail time.
Just deportation, right? They just
they can deport, but you know, not necessarily all the time. And again, it's something that, think about it. It's akin to getting a federal parking ticket.
Right, but here's what really happens. I worked with a lot of so-called illegal guys, brown guys. And I absolutely love every one of them. But what happens is they're all carrying fake IDs. So what they do is they get pulled over, and then they present this fake passport, fake driver's license, or whatever. And that's what gets them in trouble. That's what gets them the actual legit charges.
The unsworn falsifications. The lying to a police officer. More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.